Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, like 8-9 lines from the top. The two dots. Tanu Rabbana. Payalim Shabol Etvaya. If Payalim workers come to, they come to collect the Tvaya Schar, they want to come to get the payment. Mi Balabais from the Balabais.
Isn't the
Balabais
supposed to seek the amount?
Okay, but he wasn't coming. So they decided to, you know. And the Shair of the Balabais, Gord, this pile, this worker, came into the house. So then he got him, Venishkan, or Venashkan Kalvai, Shabalabais, the Kelev, the dog of the Balabais, bit him, Umais, and it died. And the person died, Pata. Why? Because what are you doing in my Rishusi? Achei Maimim. Actually says, I mean, the Bach says that Avada, the Shair gets Skila. But the pot of paying for the bias. Machaya Maimim. Rashayan Poyal Litvaya Scharan. Mi Balabayas. No. They could go ahead and be Tevea the Schar from the Balabayas. And therefore, if the Balabayas is axe or kelev, kill the guy, Ichayev. So Machlaikis, if the guy walks into your shoes to get his payment, is Ichayev or not? The Mahechadam. Either Shchiach B'mata. If this Balabayas is normal to be in the streets. You see him around. My time is Acher. So let him go to the street. Why is he coming to his house? Either Shkirch Babayis, if he's not Shkirch to find in the street, you only find him in his house. My time is Tanakama. Why are you Potter? This is the place where he goes to get him. Very interesting. I mean, Stam is that this whole thing is interesting. Like, the guy is cashing him in the street. I don't know. I mean, yeah, like you're saying, if he has a shus, he has a shus. I mean, what? What happened over here? This guy's, he's looking to get his payment, and he doesn't want to, he bumps him in the streets. He doesn't want to ask him in the street, he asks him in the house.
A whole group of people came in, and the dog got to all of them.
No, that is not.
It's Lashon.
No, I understand, because it's going on Payalim. Payalim just means, if Payalim, it's going on Lashon Rabbim and Payalim. Okay.
It should have said Payal, just
yeah.
As easily.
Yeah, okay. The next one was just Payal. Yeah, so anyways, so... So the Gemara is saying, that no, that if he's normal to go on the street, you don't go to someone in the house. In the house, you keep the guy alone. But if he's not, if you can't find him in the street, he's not normal to be in the streets, then you have to go in the house. But the mal is, you don't go with the guy in the house.
That means if he's in the street, doesn't have a shus to be there. That's what
you're saying. That's what you're saying. Yeah. If he's normal to be in the street, then find him in the street. Don't go to his house. Zok the Gemara. Either shechir vayis matam to the comments of the mal leitzvicha. Begaver the shkirch v'lo shkirch. He's sometimes there, sometimes not in the street. V'kari abava, and you came and knocked on his door. V'amalu in, and he tells you yes. You knock on his door, and he says yes. Masava, what does yes mean? In means oil, right? Oil ta, come in. Doesn't just mean yes. It means come in. Oil ta mashma means come in. Masava in, kum aduchtech mashma. Wait on your place. I'll be there. So the Shaila is Pasha, what's Taichin? Yes.
It has nothing to do with Nazik.
I mean, it's Chayv and Nazikanat, but right, it just means language. What does yes mean? Does yes mean come in? Or yes mean stay by the door? This is negated today. Nothing to do. Now the Shaila is, so who cares if it's a person that belongs in the street, doesn't belong in the street? It's the Shaila and yes. Why Shkiach v'lai Shkiach? You came without Shkiach. Even if he belongs in the street, even if he's always in the street.
In fact, Taisus.
Taisus bothered with this Kasha. So Taisus says, that if he's not shchiach in the street, then automatic yes means come in. So it's very interesting. So it's not so much dependent on the yes. Yes is dependent on what type of person this guy is. If he's if he's never in the street, that means he's a private person. Yes means stay where you are and I'll come out to you. But Akapan and Tess says not like that. That if we're talking about dafke, a guy that's normal and not normal, then yes, this is machlaikis. But if the guy's never on the street,
he's a distinguished person, stays home, and yes means come up to me.
He has a home office. He doesn't do business in the street.
Right. And he allows people to see him.
Right. So he allows people to see him. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't allow, but some people are private. They don't want you coming to the house. Yes, doesn't mean... Anyways, so Mara is saying that we're talking about a person that comes and doesn't come. And as I mentioned, there's a machlokes when he says yes, what does it mean? So it's not always that's what yes means. So when you tell someone yes and he comes right into your house, now, Poshet, if he meant that you could come in, yeah.
You're supposed to leave your door locked in this neighborhood.
Okay, that's the rule. So the Mauritania. Let the Braisa. Command Amma ain't kum in means kum aduchtich mash, means stay in your place. The Tanya, like we see in the Braisa, the poil shnichas at tvoya schaim in balabais. The poil walks in, tvoya schaim balabais, v'nokhoi to get the payment, v'nokhoi shayash balabais, oi noshchei kalvoi potter. Afa vish nichas b'shus, so but it says lahedya. Even though that's the suffer than what we saw a minute ago, even though you went lahedya and went into the shus, still, you potter. Am I potter? Why are you potter? Ela lav the kaya above. You're not going to do Bamala in. And he said, yes. Mishmami, no, in kuma duchtach mashma. Yes means stay in your spot. Doesn't mean coming in. So therefore it's klar, like the manda amma that we referred to yes, and yes means staying in your spot.
We'll still say it today.
Okay. What?
Yes. Somebody knocks on the door. Yes. It depends on the tone of voice.
Yeah, but normally you don't have your caliph binding him. But yeah, if you would.
No, but I'm saying somebody comes to the door.
Is he like, if you say yes, doesn't mean that?
No, but it also depends how you say it. If you say yes, it means like, who is it? That's what it's saying.
Yes, you sound annoyed. Yeah! That's annoyed. So
that's exactly what you
yes,
said.
Yes, it's welcoming.
That's what you said. He acted it out for you. But the kids, I mean, a lot of times, like your Mazel saying, your door's locked, so you ring, you answer the you ring the buzzer. Right. So that means for sure coming. No, he told him, you met him in the street and he said, okay, come to me in my house. So come to me doesn't mean that you walk into the house. Come to me means that I'll meet you in my house. I'll come out towards you.
No, again,
Sinichas B'shus means that he has a shus to be there, but it doesn't mean to walk in.
And
you
tell Mishloach to come to my house.
No, I'll have got to let you in. I'll be there.
But then it doesn't make sense. This is like, my shul is supposed to give him a coffee.
Maybe you let him in, but it doesn't mean you could just walk into your house. You could let him or you
can
not.
Why is
this relevant,
Bechlan?
None of us
have
a club. I'm sitting at home.
We have kids. And kids by also.
Okay. Zak the Mishnah.
Maybe some people do have a club.
What does it has if he falls in your house or something like that?
Right. Okay, it should never happen. Zak the Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Tamim. There were two Tam Shars. Shechavlu Zezeh. They each were chayvel each other. Vasachas, some Rishonim say. Or right afterwards, yeah. So they were each chayvel each other. Meshalma b'maisa chatzi nezek. So we know a Tam pays chatzi nezek. So you pay with the leftover chatzi nezek. What does it mean you pay with the leftover chatzi nezek? What leftover of what? So we say that, let's say, one Shar is worth $100. The other share is worth $100, then there's no leftover, right? They each, if they cancel each other out, if they don't cancel each other out, then you'll pay with the leftover, you pay chatzin hezek.
Whichever. If one is worth more or one's hezek was less?
Exactly.
Whichever one has a greater loss.
I mean, let's say this guy had a loss only $100, that guy had a loss $200.
But if they're doing it at the same time.
Well, still, yeah. But we cancel each other out. So now, if I had a loss, more of a loss than you, or my share is worth more than your share.
Okay, not canceling, meaning each one has a chiv chatzin ezek, no matter how much it is.
Exactly.
So as long as there's money there, you have to pay it.
Yeah.
As long as there's value left over.
That means canceling out, we meant, yeah. If
it would be the same, they would wipe each other out.
$100, $100, it just wipes each other out. So then, from there, you reckon how...
So you're assuming couple him means they killed each other.
No, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see the Gemara a little bit about it.
Whoever has more expensive shows is supposed to walk out ahead. Is that what it means?
It depends. I pay for half the damage, but it's an easy way to say.
Each one pays the other one for half the damage?
Yeah.
Depending on how much the show is worth.
That's Rashi Shita.
One second. The Chatzin Ezek
from
where?
Hey,
so it can't be more. So it could be that I'll give you my full, the full value of my share, but only Chatzin Ezek of yours.
You figure it out, and then you can't do half.
No, but it can't be Megufay of what? Of what it's worth now?
Megufay of the Mazik share.
So the Mazik had a share that was worth $100,
yeah,
and it hit another share that was worth $200.
Okay.
Or 300. So now, now what's my show worth? Now it's only worth $100 because the other show hit it.
It's always worth $100.
Now it's only worth 50.
Oh, you switched. What about the Mazik show?
The Mazik show is only worth $50 now because the Nizik hit it also because they both hit each other.
Okay.
Right? So now what happens? The Mazik show is worth now only 50. So now he pays Chatzi Nizik of what?
The Gufos.
Yeah, the worth of the 100. That's for sure.
Not the 50?
No, one second again. Give me, tell me the case.
The Mazik is a Mazik and a Nizik, right?
Right.
So now the Mazik show was originally worth $100. Now it was hit by the other show. It's worth $50.
$50.
Now he has to pay Chatzi Nizik of the other show. Before we discuss how much he has to pay, he's left 50. How much does he have to pay now?
One second. We don't look at it. What happened afterwards? I mean, let's say it got into a car crash afterwards. We don't say.
We look at what it was worth before the car crash. So yeah. We look at the $100.
Yeah.
That only makes sense as well.
Then you can look at it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's Shnei Mu'adim. If they're both Mu'ad, Misham Mais and Nezek Shalom. So you pay Nezek Shalom. What's left over between them, then you pay the Nezek Shalom. How much he was going in? Okay. Yeah. Right. You got it. Right. If you go to me. So if the mu'ud was betam mishalim b'maisa nezik shalim, you pay nezik shalim. Tam b'mu'ud mishalim b'maisa chatzin nezik. Again, this is pashut. This is just a little bit of repetitive. V'chein shnei anashim shechavlu zeh b'zeh. Two people that were chayvul, they were mazik one each other. Mishalim b'maisa nezik shalim, because the adam mu'ud la'ilam. So he has to pay nezik shalim. Adam b'mu'ud, the mu'ud b'adam. If Adam heard a sharmuid and a sharmuid or sharmuid heard Adam a shalmamais and Nezek Shalom. Adam betam betam ba Adam.
Why? Because they both have the same din.
Right. Adam betam betam ba Adam. Adam betam and shalmamais and Nezek Shalom. The Adam to the tam pays because he pays. He's a muid. I mean, he's Adam muid lailam. So he pays Nezek Shalom. Tam ba Adam. The shalmamais the chatzin Nezek. He pays the leftover chatzin Nezek. Rabbi Kiva ima have tam shechava ba Adam and shalmamais and Nezek Shalom. Rekiva says, Tam to Adam pays the leftover Nezek Shalom. Why? Rekiva holds that Tam is only in the Geya that pays Chatzi Nezek only if it goes to another Shar. But if it goes to a person over there, Rekiva argues on the Tanakama and he says that you always pay Nezek Shalom. The only time you pay Chatzi Nezek is only when a Shar to a Shar. If a Shar to a Shar was a Tam, you pay Chatzi Nezek. But a Shar to a person, Rekiva holds you pay Nezek Shalom. We'll see in the Gemara why.
What?
No, we pass the Chatzin Ezek.
You need three lines.
Yeah. So now, so because of the Gemara, the Mishnah was just saying a Pashta Din, and really there's no Chedushim in it at all, right? I mean, forget, if you wouldn't have a Mishnah, you would also know this.
Why? The Rosh has a lot of Chedushim here.
I know.
Example, the guy who started the fight is Chayev, yeah, and the other one is defending himself, doesn't pay a penny.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm saying in the halacha of what we just said, a 50 and a 100, that's all Pasha, that's not, so there's no Chedushim in that itself.
Two people that, the Bechayvel's answer, right? So what, how does, I mean, you don't go, when you go to Bezdin, what are you, so the Misham of Moisin has a Shalom, right? That's Talach.
Mm.
So, well, how does, I'm saying they automatically deduct it, I'm saying it's, that Bezdin doesn't have to make
it. My father's
Bezdin doesn't have to devaluate, I'm saying.
No, we can evaluate the Rabbis and but it cancels out, that's all. By the way, we have to value. We have to know how much Ezek. You say that this guy's eye was hurt and this guy's mouth was hurt. It doesn't.
The Rush learns in Rashi that they each have to pay the whole thing, and then you
then
they
take
you,
it back,
and then you make the deductions.
Yeah.
The other Rishonim learn you make the deductions beforehand.
The Kitza, I'm saying it's a very simple Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, Kemishpat Azeh Ye'os Eloi. The pasuk says. Kemishpat azay yasalai. So we dash from there. Kemishpat shay b'shay kach mishpat shay b'adam. Just like a shay b'shay, so to shay b'adam. What's that? Ma shay b'shay. Just like if a shay goes another shay, tam sham chatzi nezek mu'ud nezek shalom. The tam pays chatzi nezek and the mu'ud pays nezek shalom. If shay b'adam, tam sham chatzi nezek mu'ud nezek shalom. So to a shay and a person, the tam pays chatzi nezek mu'ud nezek shalom. So that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah argued, Rabbi Kiva says, I'm a kemishpat hazeh ketachtem alayka elya. First the Pasuk was talking about Tam, then the Pasuk went to Mu'ud, and then the Pasuk said, this halach, kemishpat hazeh ya'as alay, by a person. So we're saying kemishpat hazeh, like the last thing, and not like the earlier thing, which was, the last thing was a Mu'ud, which pays nezek shalom. So therefore, just like that, a person, when a shah goes, a person always pays nezek shalom. So that's the Yisrael Machlaikas of Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakam. Yochel Meshalem and Aliyah. You would think that since it's mamish like a mu'ud, the share time that goes a person is always like a mu'ud, such a payment aliyah, and not migufay. From it, migufay mishalam and mishalam and aliyah. You pay from it, from the share itself, and not from aliyah. Aliyah means if the share is not worth the value.
But a mu'ud would go, pay. A proper mu'ud would pay.
Proper mu'ud of other payment aliyah, but over here, by Adam, it's not mamish like a mu'ud, it's just like the payment of Nezek Shalom. Now, how do I know the payment and not that? Because the asaloi, you take from it, from the gufa, and not from the aliyah. So, talk to Marv Abanon Zel Amali. What's Kamishpat?
It seems like loy would be to tell you that you'd actually follow that halach, that you follow the last, that you follow the mu'ud, no?
No.
Yeah, asaloi, how else would I say it then?
Okay, yeah. What's the asaloi? From it, from the gufa, not from aliyah. Rabbanon zeh lamali, let the Rabbanon, what's kemishpat hazeh, what's that? And well, the poitra me'abah advan, the patri from advah advan, mishpat zeh, you pay nezik shalem, and not mishpat adam achayv v'chaveri. So the more, kiva the poitra me'abah advan,
Rabbanon holds you pay
only nezik.
Nezik.
Right, but also only megufay.
True.
Right.
That means it doesn't have all similarities to Zakti Yomar, Rabbi Kiva, the Paita, Rabbi Adva, Manala, how do they know your part? And Afkale, Mi Ishki Yite Mum Ba Amisa. Ish Ba Amisa. So we dash and Dafki Ish Ba Amisa pays Dalit Varm. Mishnah. But Lo Yishar Ba Amisa, and not Yishar to its friend, he doesn't pay Dalit Varm, he just pays Nezik. Zakti Yomar, Rabbi Abana, Imai, the wise in the just learn from the Ishki Yite Mum Ba Amisa, that's what you know, Dalit Varm. Imai, Yav Aminit Tzal Lechudei, because it's not missing anything. Aval ripi v'sheves emalitein ripi and sheves that it's missing, right? Because you have to pay payment, so that you should be like nezek and you should be chayv. Kamash malon. That's what this Esther Pasuk is teaching you, that no, you only pay nezek. That means sar. It's very ungeshmak. It's not geshmak a feeling. You're in pain. But the Ma'aseh, there's no loss. There's no actual loss. Sheves and bayches. Not bayches, but. Repeat and Sheves, over there you're paying the doctor bills. So over there you think by the Shah, you also have to pay Kamash Malon, that when the Shah goes a person, it's only Nezek, Zehu.
And Tzar is not what you're not able to accomplish, because that's Sheves.
No, that's Sheves.
Right.
You're not having a loss. No. You're just suffering.
Zog to Mishnah. Shah Shav Mana. Shanogach Shah Shav Masayim. A Shah which is worth a mana that shteis the show which is worth 200, vein nevela yafeklom, and nevela killed it completely. The nevela is not worth anything. Noitel es a show. You just take that show that was worth a mana, and you because you pay chatzin ezek. Then by the time over you take chatzin ezek and you're fine. Zogtimah masnisa mani. Who's the mishnah like a bekiva? It's like a bekiva. The tanya, like we learned in the brayza. The pasuk says, Yusam.
Is not worth anything. Why? Because they were nagach each other?
No. The Shah Shav Amana went ahead and killed the Shah Shav Messiah.
Right.
So now he has to pay.
Vein on avail of the second one, the Messiah is worth nothing?
Zero. So now you go ahead and you just take that Shah. It's your own makit's $100. So you take the Shah of $100.
It's pressure.
Yeah.
Without going to Bezdin.
Zaktimah, Maslisa Mani, Rabbi Kivi, Ditanya, Yusama Shah Bezdin. The Rabbi Shmuel. You have to go to Bezdin. The mazik has to go, and the mazik over there gives money, which is chatziniska, which means that you have to go to Bezdin. You don't just go ahead and take it. No, you take the shah itself. So obviously our Mishnah is going like a Bekiva. Mishnah says you just take the shah, so the Mishnah is going like a Bekiva. So what are they arguing about? Where's the Makar? Abishmal Saba Bal Chayvu. He's a regular Baal Chayv, he's using the mazik, you owe him money. You're a mazik, you become Baal Chayv, you owe him money. Very good, so you pay him the money payment. Rabbi Kiva Sav a Shutvin, and he becomes Shutvin in this Hezek, in this Shah. And since he becomes Shutvin in the Shah, so Mela will see later on about this. So therefore, you just take the Shah, you became a Shutvin in the Shah. Once the enemy was mazik, you become a Shutvin in the Shah itself.
But Rishmael is mighty, you pay me Gufa.
Yeah.
So he doesn't give him the
we'll
money.
See, we'll see
even
more.
He owes him in the
goof.
How's it something that becomes his? The animal's not, I'm saying like a hefty bezin, like it just goes over there?
I mean, what? You don't have to. No. It's not a hefker bezdin. That's the payment plan. I mean, that's once your share kills my share, so I become part of. Yeah,
there was no kenya. I'm saying there wasn't.
Yeah, but that's how it works. I mean,
the Torah gave it to you.
No, we are shutfim, and now I own this. The whole shutfis in the share now. What's left?
It's called the shutfis because what happens if you have to give back?
I understand. I understand. But let's say it's $150, right? You have to give back.
Then what? Then
I'll only get $100 from it. And,
so you'd have to sell it.
Or they own it, buy them out, or they own it together and all the profit, whatever you own it. You own a quota.
Well, no one holds that. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't get the profits.
Yeah.
He only gets the amount of damage.
Let's say now it's yours now if it does work. Let's move to Kamifligi. The Kamifligi Ba'ikra, what are they arguing about with this pasuk? Umachru es ashoya chai v'chotzu es kaspay. That's the pasuk. So b'shmol sava lebeit dino kamaz rachmanu, we're talking to Bezdin. It means Bezdin should go ahead and do this. Sell the show and split the money. We keep yourself on the nizik or the mazik, mizalu rachmanu. They're talking to the nizik and the mazik. And the mazik the nizik goes ahead and takes the shot. Zakti Gemara, boy minay. No, sorry. Maya benai. What's the difference? Gemara, Gdisha nizik ike benai. If the nizik went and gave this shot to Hegdish
before they went to bed.
Right. So leah b'shmal, it's not kaddish. Why not? Because it's you have to wait for bezin. You can't just go ahead and be. It's not yours b'chal. I'll let you be kiva. No, it's kaddish. It's chal Hegdish. Right. So the Ma'abai Mina Yavim Rav Nachman. Machri Mazik Rabbi Shmuel Ma'u. If the Mazik sold it, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, what's the halacha? Lo Rabbi Kivitz Pasha, the Mazik can't sell it. Lo Rabbi Shmuel, could the Mazik sell it? If the Mazik sold it, what's the halacha? Kivin Dami Rabbi Shmuel Bal Chayvu V'Zuzu, the Mazik lay. He's a regular Bal Chayv and he has to give him Zuzu, he's a Mele. Machri, it's Chalav Gud Mechira. Why? Because it's his. It's completely his. I dilma kiva the mishabed le the nizik. Since if he didn't give him money, it's mishubed. The ma'aseh disha is mishubed to the nizik. Kol kamin laf kol kamina. He doesn't have a recht to go ahead and sell it. Say again. So later be kiva it's bechal la shayla. Avadi doesn't have a recht to sell. Later be shmol that was saying it's really you owe him money now. So but since the ma'aseh this thing is mishubed to the chayv, therefore you can't sell.
No, he owns it now.
Shutfist, like we said before, you could even be magnesium. It's completely yours. Shutfist means it's your show.
Right.
So therefore, Avada, the Mazik can't. Leibishal, it's not your show.
Oh, you're saying the Mazik can't?
Yeah, we're talking about the Mazik, son. Yeah, we're talking about the
Mazik. So what's the show? He could sell it, but it's Meshubit, and he could be good with it.
What does that mean?
It's like anything else that you sell when you're a Balchav.
We'll see.
No, but here it's the Mazik.
Mazik's trying to sell. The Mazik wants to sell it. It's the Mazik show. Let it be Kiva. It's completely the Mazik show. He got the owes him $100 because his show is good.
Could he
be small? The Mazik was trying to
sell it. Sorry,
sure. Could you sell money? Could you sell?
Right, the Shaila is, but over here it's a little different because the show, the Maisa, is going to be Meshubit, like we'll see in a minute.
But if the Nizik would try to do all these things, it would be fine.
So, like Kiva, he could do it. Let it be small, is it?
Why? Because he just owes him the money.
But it's not his yet.
Can't sell it. You can't sell it.
No, that's what the nizik. The nizik, the same way he's becoming a shutta for it. The again. Nizik sells it, and then he owns it.
No, again, that's Rebbe Akiva. You're Rebbe Akiva. Now we're going to Rebbe Shmuel.
Okay, so Rebbe Shmuel says the what? That he.
Rebbe Shmuel says that's completely the mazik, but he owes him $100. So now the question is, could the mazik really sell it? Pashas, you would say yeah, because it's his. We're going to Rebbe Shmuel again.
Right.
Rebbe Shmuel holds not like our Mishnah. Shmuel, you can't take the shah. Shmuel, the shah stays by the Bailam, and the shah goes along, and he sells
the
shah. The shah stays by the mazik.
So he takes the mazik. Stays by the mazik.
So now the question is, could the mazik sell it or not? Pashas, you would say yeah. The chiddush is that no, maybe since it's meshubah to the nizik somewhat, so if a lafko community sell. I'm aloy. He said like ain't in macha, you can't sell. In fact, the imar v'atani will let the brayse mecha in macha. It is a good selling. For the Gemara, it's a good selling, but he could go ahead and get it back. If the guy doesn't have any money or whatever it is, he could go ahead and mon it. What's it sold for? It's sold. What type of mechir is that? It's like the ma liriadja.
You don't have to pay a rental fee.
It's like the ma. What does it mean? That liriadja. What does that mean? That means, let's say, the guy, the buyer was chayish. He plowed with it, so he's not mechayiv to give it now to the nizik. That means the time that he owned it, those few days or whatever it is that he owned it, it's completely his. And if he used it for whatever he used it for, he's not mechayiv. He's not mechayiv to go ahead and pay the nizik because it was a good mechira. Just now, gradually, the nizik has a rech. If the mazik's not paying,
in every other case where you go over from a bal chayiv, you have a right to do that.
If somebody in regular case, I'm allowed to sell whatever I want. It's metalta.
No, regular case, somebody sells his nechas, and then somebody comes and says, you owe me money. So he goes in and collects it from somebody else.
You're not allowed to
metalta.
That's what we'll see.
You can
rest by
karka.
Karka.
If you get the
bishfa.
Right.
That's
a different
story.
Yeah. This is going to...
We're all in Rabbi Shmuel.
Or Rabbi
Shmuel. Yeah, we're all in Rabbi Shmuel. The mazik can't sell.
Right.
Not it?
Yes, again.
It's over there, it's on the book of Mish. This is the yeah. It's a man that's what we said.
It's not
a fish.
It's not supposed by a
post. Why?
It's a good mechir.
Tyson talks about
it. It's a good mechir. But he grabbed it, go ahead and get it afterwards.
Because even if it's a post, he
can
tell
him
months.
It takes time.
No. It wasn't a lot. It was a post. It was not like the Kharisha.
It was
a block.
It was
a
good line. It was a good line.
Yeah, but not the fish. Not the Kharisha. I may be paying for something for the shore, but nothing to do with the
gold. That guy has much as a gun. Whatever gun it is, man, whatever you want.
When somebody sells a field, we had this case earlier. When somebody sells a field, the Simon come after, whatever it is, they don't have to backtrack. Until 3 years later, after he bought the field, he doesn't have to backtrack all the profits.
No, it doesn't.
It's the same thing. It's the same idea.
So you're asking what you're saying?
No, I'm asking. I'm saying it's the same idea. It's the same thing as if you sold it later on.
Over there, it's much more different. Over there, it's not yours. I don't know what case you're referring to.
It wasn't his to sell.
It wasn't his. It was his. B'shas Ma'aser was his.
It was his because then he owed the money.
Right.
And in the case where it wasn't his to sell, then he would have to pay back the profits.
Yeah, sure.
And over here, he doesn't.
He does. He does. Right, he doesn't. Because it's the nizik. For that much, it's the nizik. So the most shmami not. Here we're going to bring a riot. To loive umacha metatlim. Bezdin gave him that. If a loiver went ahead and then he sold metatlim, Bezdin could go monet. That's not true. You can't. We know metatlim is not. You're not meshuvit. Shani also the commander also apaytik idami. Here is different because it's like you made apaytik. Apaytik means apaytikai. That Rachmana the Torah made it like you could be gave from this shire, and this is. It's not like stam metatlim. That it's not meshubit b'chal over here. The shayah is meshubit to it. It's bound to it.
Well, you pledged that thing. No, you pledged
the
that.
The Torah pledged it.
Not the nobody. The Torah designated what?
The shayah.
Well, am I afraid of this?
Not am I afraid.
No, typically, how does
the Torah said if you could give metatlim, I mean, you could give money, you give money. But if not, I could mon from this shayah.
Why is metatlim
any different? Metatlim, the Torah never said the metatlim. If you sold him a metatlim, the guy, it's not Meshubba.
This dinner my friend and father did. What happens is because
right, exactly.
More or less labor.
What was that?
I made that point. He didn't tell him. Oh, it's like the Gemara. I've all my other. Asa avde apaytiki umachay balchayv gaiv emenu. Shaya apaytiki umachay em balchayv gaiv emenu. If you make your eved, eved's like a karka. It's over there. You know, but if you make it apaytiki, so then you could be gaiv. Mashenki nishaya, you can't be. So over here is a shah, so why can we go over? And we think, my Eved, my time, why by Eved does Apaytiki work with the Islay Kala? You have a cup. So you know that this Eved was made Apaytiki. Why did you buy it for? Obviously, you agreed to the fact that you bought it. You agreed to understand that it might go back to him. Hainami, Kivan de Nogah Kala Islay, the Turinakhana Kaila. Everyone calls this shah, you're a fool. You bought the shah, so you should know that it's Apaytiki, and therefore, therefore, it goes back. You come on from the shah itself.
But so he has a shah.